from KJB Communications. Rise and Shine with Kuya Jose Barbaza. Now from our World Communications Center in Dubai, here's Kuya Jose Barbaza.
Rise and shine, beloved listeners. Today is Wednesday, June 16, 2021. This is your host, Kuya Jose Barbaza, welcoming you back to my show after 1 week of rest, because lately things have been very difficult for me. And I just needed a week off to settle things on my end and to fix my schedule, which also means that from today's show onward, I will only be doing Rise and Shine for 30 minutes instead of 1 hour. So instead of doing 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. UTC, I will be doing 8 o'clock to 8:30 UTC. And so this is what really happens when things get a little stressed. On my end, I get stressed at the end. But then, everything is fine now, don't worry. Let's not waste any time right now. So before we begin everything else, we would like to give you first a summary of today's news headlines. These are the news headlines on Wednesday the 16th of June. From Geneva, President Joe Biden and Russia's Vladimir Putin sit down Wednesday for their highly anticipated summit in the Swiss capital today, a moment of high-stakes diplomacy at a time when both leaders agree that U.S.-Russian relations are at an all-time low. A brisk wind ruffles yellow prayer flags as dozens of Tibetans, some on crutches, circle a shrine in a time-honored Buddhist ritual. Across the street, a red banner spells out a new belief system, one being enforced with increasing fervor of China's ruling Communist Party. The health of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been long a source of morbid fascination in rival South Korea, which sits in the shadow of Kim's 1.2 million strong army and his growing arsenal of nuclear armed missiles. North Korea's Kim Jong-un looks much thinner, which caused health speculation. Singapore's population rose by about 1.1% each year over the past decade, the slowest rate since independence in 1965, the latest census showed on Wednesday, with locals having fewer children and immigration policies tightening. Australia's most populous city, Sydney, has recorded its first locally acquired case of COVID-19 in more than a month, stoking concerns of a fresh wave of infections on Wednesday. Macau's government said today it would suspend operations at its representative office in Taiwan, following in the footsteps of Hong Kong, which made a similar move last month in response to Taipei's support for pro-democracy activists. And Israeli aircraft struck Hamas cities in Gaza on Wednesday after incendiary balloons were launched from the Palestinian enclave in the first such attacks since the end of the 11 days of cross-border fighting last month. Those news headlines were brought to you by the Associated Press and Reuters News Services. We will return after 10 seconds. And welcome back to Rise and Shine. The good old Rise and Shine has returned on the air after a week of rest, and I've got enough rest to compile a show for you all today, and glad that you chose to stay here with me this morning for 30 minutes now instead of an hour of my voice and music. Anyway, let's start our topic with the willingness to understand limitations and the willingness itself. Now, this is another personal anecdote that I would like to offer. As my goal on this show, of course, as you know, is to be real with people about experiences that I'm facing, and hopefully to be able to help someone who is also experiencing the same struggles that I am going through. And as I said, the topic will be about understanding, the willingness to understand, and the limitations of understanding. Let's talk about the willingness part first. One personal experience I've had is understanding someone and trying to understand someone's actions without trying to get hurt. I understand that from the many advices that I've sought from my friends, this is about people's defense mechanism. Some actions, while it may hurt you, might make them happy, so it's best to leave them alone and be happy for them if they're happy. However, how about for those close people that you have? How about those close friends? You don't understand their actions, but then it seems like you are pushed away. It seems like their actions push you away further and further until you feel that there is a distance between both of you, or there is a distance between you and your close friends. Well, most of us understand it, some of us don't. Unfortunately, I am one of those people who always don't understand. And when I don't understand, I ask why. When I don't understand something, some action or words, I ask why. But then, the reason why is not always given to us. People most often don't tell us why they choose to do that kind of action. I've had this recent experience where someone tried to push me away by, for me offering my help of schoolwork to that person, and then that person trying to push me away. And then she said, "No, it's all right. I can take it." But then I then see her on Twitter saying that she is experiencing lots of difficulties in her schoolwork. If I say it in Filipino, sobrang nahihirapan na ako. And sobrang nahihirapan na ako means this is getting hard for me. This is too much difficulty for me. It's so hard. Then I offer her my help, but then she chooses to push me away. So I don't understand the logic behind it. And I've just come to the realization that, maybe she really doesn't want me to help. She doesn't want to bother me. That's her reason. She doesn't want to bother me. Well, I'd like to ask you now, are you that type of person who is willing to set aside your problem and help another person with his or her problems? If you're that type of person, you're not alone, because I am that type of person too. And being that type of person, yes, that's the willingness part. You're willing to set aside your own personal struggles so that you would be able to help this other person who is in need, someone who matters to you, someone who is very close to you. But then they decide to push you away. That caused a fight or an argument, a rift between us, between me and her, because I hate this feeling of being pushed away. And I've just come to realize that after all of the struggles I've had, I just come to realize that sometimes I just gotta let that person be. Even if I think it's unfair, I just have to let my feelings aside and just let that person be. Because I won't always get what I want. No matter how insistent I am, no matter how adamant I am of wanting to help that person, why not just let that person be, and eventually he or she will figure out the answers to her problems. I know it doesn't always work that way, but sometimes letting a person alone in silence and loneliness can be the solution to solving problems. Sometimes. Maybe that's the best help you can give him or her. I don't agree with what I just said, but sometimes that can be the answer. Just let him solve his own problems. No matter how painful it is that he pushed you away. I know the feeling of being pushed away. It feels like you're being treated as unimportant. But then, when you let someone alone figure out how to solve his or her own problems, you realize that you don't always have to be a hero. You don't always have to save that person. You don't always have to save the day and help that person each and every step along. And the best support that you can give is by letting that person solve his or her own problems. Now, what about the limitations of understanding? All of us react in a fair mix of logic and emotion. But there are moments where people tend to prioritize emotion than logic. And how about for those logical people like I am, or most of you who are listening to me, How about for all of those logical people who care about the facts, who care about the logic behind it, who care about reason? Well, that's a pretty difficult task to consider. Very, very difficult. Very difficult because you would always end up banging yourself on the head, and goodness me, I hate it. I hate that feeling when... I hate that feeling when... someone just acts out of emotion and not of reason. Are you also that type of person who wants someone to settle for the truth, who wants someone to realize his or her mistakes, or realize the extent of his or her own actions? Well, I am that type of person. But the most viable solution to all this is just let that person be. Regardless of the maturity, regardless of age, regardless of mindset, you have done your part in making someone realize the extent of his or her own actions. Now, it is up to her. Or is it? It's up to him. It's up to that person now to realize what he or she has done. In Filipino, we have this saying that goes, "Hindi ako nagkulang sa pagpapaalala sa'yo." In English, that translates to, "I did not lack in reminding you. I did not fall short of reminding you." And I hope we can apply this to ourselves by saying, "I did not fall short in reminding you what your actions may happen in return. What your actions can result to. I hope you realize that what you're doing is wrong. I just want to help you, but it is up to you. Give that person a choice of doing it or otherwise. You've done your part in reminding that person of his or her actions. It's up to them now to realize and to change, hopefully. But if they don't change, remind them of this quotation. Do the right thing, and you reap the rewards. Do the wrong thing, and you shall suffer the consequences. I'll be back after 10 seconds. Welcome back to Rise and Shine here on AnonRadio.net. About to bring you now to the music portion of our program. This will be just 3 songs due to time constraints. So this is my ideal playlist for dance music. So whenever I feel like moving around, being in the groove and just letting everything go, and even trying to exercise, dance is a good form of exercise, ladies and gentlemen. So the type of exercise I love doing is just doing like Zumba, if you're familiar with it, just dancing around to the music, doing my own moves, doing my own style, just sweating it all out, turning off the air conditioning in my house, opening the windows of the hot Dubai summer sun. So the 3 songs I'm going to play here are Britney Spears' Me Against the Music featuring Madonna. That's the first song. The second song will be Justin Timberlake's Like I Love You. And the third song will be Backstreet Boys' Get Down. That's You're the One for Me. And the first song coming up now is Britney Spears' Me Against the Music.
People in the crowd, grab a partner, take it down.
It's me against the music. It's just me and me. Yeah, come on. Hey, Britney.
Tonight I'm here for the beat of the drum. Gotta keep it that big. Uh-huh. So I can speak it, tryna take on the music. It's like a
chills running through my veins. And now's your turn. Let me see what you got. Don't hesitate. I'm on the kiss speaker, trying to take on the music. It's like a competition. Be a kiss that beat. I wanna get in the zone. I wanna get in the zone. If you really want it, better settle up and get your rhythm. Trying to hit it, you can die. In a minute, I'ma take it your own. I'ma take it your own.
I got something to show ya. Sexy lady, I'd rather see you bare your soul.
If you think you're so hot, better show me what you got.
All my people in the crowd, let me see you dance. Come on, Britney, lose control. Watch you take it down.
About you. Well, I'm looking at you, whatever. Keep looking at me. Getting scared now, right? Don't feel me, baby. It's just Justin. Feel good, right? Listen.
I kinda noticed something one night in your colorful face. Kinda weird to me, since you're so fine. If it's up to me, your face will change.
If you smile, then that should set the tone.
Just be limber.
And if you let go, the music should move your bones.
Just remember.
Get the same thing. They say so and so is dating. Love you or they're hating. And it doesn't matter anyway, cause we're here tonight.
If you smile, then that should set the tone.
Just be limber, baby.
If you let go, the music should move your bones.
Baby, just remember.
I'm in front of you. you. Grab a front seat, I can have fun with two. Or me and you put on a stage show. In the mall, kids ask how the chain glow. Point to her, they say, wow, it's the same glow. Point to me, I say, yeah, it's the same dough. We the same type, you my air light. Yeah. You had me sleeping in the same bed, ain't night.
Go ride with me, you deserving the best. Take a few shots, let it burn in your chest. We could ride around, pumping nerd in the deck. Funny how a few words turned into sex. Play number three, joint called brain. Ma took a hand, made me swerve in the lane. The name Malicious, and I burn every track. Clips in J. Timberlake, now how heavy is that?
I used to dream about this when I was a little boy. I never thought it would end up this way. Drums.
Hey!
It's kinda special, right? Yeah. You know, you think about it. Sometimes people just destined to do what they do. And that's what it is. Now everybody dance.
You're the one for me, you're my ecstasy, you're the one I need.
Oh,
And that was Backstreet Boys' Get Down, You're the One for Me, and Justin Timberlake's Like I Love You. Now we have come to the final part of our program, which is devotional and healing. And before we begin, I would just like to say about what happened to the Add-On Radio mailing list, that about the flame wars on the list, I don't mind at all. Regardless of our faith in the Lord, as I've said in the email, we are bound, we are woven together by the fabric of being human, the fabric of humanity, which makes us all one and the same. Let's begin now with a gospel reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 1 to 6 and 16 to 18. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance, so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your fathers who see what is hidden will repay you." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This gospel reading reminds me of a lot of people who are fond of showing off Bible verses in their bios. If you're familiar with the bio on social media, you know what I mean. That's what people tend to do nowadays, especially teenagers my age and those younger than me. They're fond of posting Bible verses on their new profile pictures or on their bios on social media, and that just makes them false preachers. Do they really preach the Word of God when they put Bible verses? Does that make them holy? I understand that we are all sinners, okay? Regardless of your faith in God, we all commit mistakes, but it doesn't make us look clean in God's eyes when we sin too much and we put Bible verses on our bios. If we put Bible verses on our bios, we better practice what that Bible verse specifically teaches, okay? That is what makes a good basic Christian. I'm sorry for the stutter. That what makes a Christian a good basic Christian. Putting in action what he or she learns from the Bible. It's not too easy and it's not too difficult, but it is actually possible. Just because it's difficult doesn't mean it's possible. And when you try to live out what the Bible says in your personal life, that is where you receive heavenly reward. I've done this so many times. I'm also guilty of this mistake, and I acknowledge that. But let me tell you now, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we just love to show off things, and we just want to show people off that, oh, we're doing this, we're doing that, but in fact, we're actually not looking clean in the Lord's eyes. So practice what you preach, okay? Even if it's just about putting Bible verses on your bios. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to me on this return, this comeback episode. I'm glad to have spent this day with you. God bless you all from the KGB World Communication Center. Kuya Jose Barbasa, good day and good luck.